Oh yeah, welcome to Cannabis Ken. I'm your host, Professor Bluntston. The show is sponsored by Persistent Promotions, in association with No Autograph Entertainment. Music by DJ J. Ross of Rec Shop Productions. Let's get started. The strand of the day is ATF. And for those who don't know those acronyms, that is what stands for Alaskan Thunderfuck. Yeah, it's been around since the late 70s. It's a Northern California sativa. It's crossed between Russian, well, actually it's crossed with Russian and Afghan genetics. So, you got your, I want to say White Widow comes from that direction as well, but we're not going to get into that one. And if you like the piney, lemonish, menthol smell, you will definitely like the smell of ATF. And now keep in mind, ATF is a creeper. So after you burn it, just chill out. The buzz is coming. Just as sure as it's Friday, the buzz is coming. Now for my listeners who reside in Las Vegas, there's only 5 dispensaries that carry Alaskan Thunderfuck. And for those who plan to visit Vegas, I just told you, there's only 5 dispensaries in Vegas that carry it. So do your research. Go to Leafly, pull it up. Find out which dispensaries have Alaskan Thunderfuck. Yeah. All right. Now let's get on to some cannabis news here. Now, as you guys, I've told you before, I do smoke while I'm talking to you. And once I go visual, you will see just that. Now, in cannabis news, idiots around the Chicago area have started smoking potpourri. Yeah, that's right. I'm calling these people idiots because it says on the package it's not for human consumption. So for all you potpourri smokers, you're idiots. Not to mention, there were people before you who I'm sure you heard about who died, who were eating people. The one guy tried to eat his dog from smoking spice. And because of spice, it was deemed illegal about 5 years ago. And the makers of spice started changing different chemicals that were deemed illegal, repackaging and putting it back on the shelf, but it still was stamped not for non-human consumption. And what it is causing is the bleeding of the nose, the eyes, the ears, and also giving you bloody urine. So for you idiots who want to keep smoking that shit, those are some of the symptoms that you are going to experience if you live. There is no such thing as synthetic heroin. So, I mean, I'm sorry. There is no such thing as, I got my DJ out here laughing. There is no such thing as synthetic cannabis. There's plenty of synthetic heroin, them damn opioids. We'll get into that too in this piece. But yeah, there is no such thing as synthetic cannabis. So, stop smoking potpourri. Really, that's incense. You know, put that shit in the pot and let your house smell good. You know, make your house smell good. Don't smoke that shit. That's not what, it's an incense, man. Stop smoking that shit. Let's move on to some cannabis and sports. We have another NFL player that's in the news, but it's for a good reason. This player have basically come out and he is saying enough is enough. Former Green Bay Packer defensive lineman Colin Jenkins has basically turned to CBD oils for his pain treatment, according to sources. Okay? Now, Jenkins also said that he relied on two Vicodins just to get him through an NFL game. Now, this man played in the league for 13 years, and if he's saying this now, and he played, like I said, he's retired now, of course these players that are playing now, they're on the field, just, yeah, they're feeling no pain. Now, after 13 years of playing, Jenkins is saying that he regularly used opioids on a regular basis just to dull the pain. And he also drank alcohol to numb the senses. And I also read somewhere where he had a problem sleeping as well, you know, due to all this. Now, I'm saying all this to really call out and to call the attention to Roger Goodell. These men are telling you about a serious problem in your organization. And it seems as though you're ignoring these people. Now, this man's been out of the league for the past 13 years, and the medicines have gotten stronger. Of course, the pills have gotten stronger. There's an opioid epidemic now, and a lot of your players are a part of that. So, what are you going to do about it? Simple question. What are you going to do about it, Roger Goodell? These players are actually telling you that the CBD oils, the THC in cannabis, it helps relieve their pain and it gives them a quality of life that they really deserve. What about their families? I mean, these men are now getting off the field. They're dealing with their wives, their children, and themselves. What about them? So what are you going to do? Let's move on to cannabis entertainment. World travel expert Richard Stevens liked nothing more than to relax while playing the piano and burning cannabis. Now, this mild-mannered, well-traveled gentleman is not pro-cannabis, but he is anti-prohibition. Yeah, that's mileage to say, there's nothing like listening to music, excuse me, and smoking a joint is what he's telling you. And I'm saying there's nothing like talking to my listeners, producing a podcast, and smoking a blunt. All right, people, let's move on to health and entertainment. I'm sorry, I just left health and entertainment. It says smoking that weed. Let's move on to cannabis and health. I'm sorry, people. It's cannabis and health. The World Medical Cannabis Conference Expo is returning to Pittsburgh in April. That's been a very powerful conference. It's been very educational. It has opened up many doors in Pittsburgh for the cannabis patients. Now, the 420 game will be featured at this conference. The 420 game, people, they're going to hold a competition. And also, they're there to dismiss the stereotypes dealing with sports and cannabis. They'll also compete in a competition like the 4.2, which is the 420, the 4.2 fun run. And they're going to walk as well. So it's going to be the 420-mile fun run walk. And this is going to be for cannabis, the respect of it, and the awareness of cannabis. And various professional athletes are expected to show. And I know the NFL, those guys are going to show up in massive numbers. I'm not going to particularly mention which players, because there's going to be quite a few players on that roster. But what you can do, with my listeners, excuse me, you may go to the website, go to the World Medical Cannabis Conference Expo in Pittsburgh. I think the conference will go, I think it's from the 12th through, don't quote me, but I think it's through the 15th. But you all may go to that website and you can see everyone that's scheduled to speak, all the athletes and so forth and so on. Now, I was about to wrap up the show. And versus spoken words, as I told you guys, I'm either going to do spoken words or food for thought. In the beginning of the show, I may have mentioned that this is the last Friday of the month. If I didn't, now I am mentioning it's the last Friday of March. We're about to go into April. We're about to go into the new year. I will elaborate on that more on Monday, but Monday is New Year's Day, and it's not an April Fool, and I'll explain, I'll break it all down to you from there through the show. For those who have questions and have comments, hey, hit up Professor Blunston at cannabiscan11@gmail.com. Cannabis Can was brought to you, sponsored by Persistent Promotions, in association with No Autograph Entertainment. Music provided by DJ J. Ross of Rexshot Productions. Peace. We'll be right back.